Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 73 on subscription boxes. You can find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Man YouTube channel, along with any other podcasts or videos I'm a part of. You can find all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos, and updates on my Instagram at Dull Oxide. So today I wanted to talk about subscription boxes. And now, I wasn't really big on subscription boxes until recently, and I'm not still really big onto them. Unfortunately, I just don't have the kind of funds that I would want to subscribe to as many boxes as I might want. But I did decide over the holiday season to go ahead and subscribe to a couple of subscription services. So the subscription box, pretty good deals. They send you razors inside of the mail for Dollar Shave Club. There are other things that they have, like they have little treat boxes where you can get like either candies or healthy treats in the mail. And my personal favorite of these types of boxes are the loot crate type scenario, where you kind of get something, you're choosing something that you are a fan of, and you're getting a box of it. So with Loot Crate DX, for example, is their bigger loot crate that they send out, and they have a monthly theme to them. And I believe you can kind of skip months if you don't really like the fandom that they're going to send you. But they also have more fan-centric type boxes that you can get. For instance, they have the Loot Anime box, the Loot Gaming box, and just the standard Loot Crate. The Loot Crate DX, like I said, has a little bit bigger stuff in it. Now, for me, specifically, there's kind of a draw, because I don't know if you've noticed, but I do have a pretty wide variety of graphic tees. Now, this specific shirt was actually from the December Loot Crate DX box that I got, which is the first of... I signed up for a three-month subscription just to kind of feel it out and see what it's like. It's the first box that I've got, and I think that I probably will sign up for more boxes, or even to extend my subscription, and... Now, for me, it was I kind of did it as an investment, to be honest, because while I do have a great fandom for Star Wars, I do love Star Wars, and a lot of the stuff that Loot Crate does, I am actually a fan of, which is pretty spectacular. I kind of did it because a friend of mine kind of turned me on to it. Now, the way that he turned me onto it is he was getting them in the mail, and he almost never opened them right away. But basically, he'd get the boxes, and then once he'd get the boxes, he'd hold on for a couple months, the products in the boxes, and anything that he didn't want to keep, he was just going to sell. Now, again, this kind of goes into the making money off of buying things and reselling it, similar to what people do with consoles and many, many other things, which I made a video on before. And I know not everyone likes that kind of thing. I am the kind of person that's always trying to find extra ways to make little money so I can spend money to maybe upgrade my podcast a little bit, either by getting some new audio equipment or getting some new lighting that makes everything better, or any number of other little things that I could do to make what I want to do better. So I am always looking for extra ways to make a little bit of cash. In this specific case with Loot Crate, I really like the scenario that they kind of set up for me, where they're going to send me a shirt, which I love t-shirts. Generally speaking, I know t-shirts range, especially if you're at like convention, between like $15 to $25. So I kind of factor in for these Loot Crate DXs on the three-month subscription, it was about $41 for a Loot Crate. So for $41, I kind of take that into meaning that I'm paying about $20 for a shirt, which is cool because this is a pretty cool shirt. I probably pay, you know, $20 for it. I definitely would pay $15 for it. Now, would I buy this specific shirt? I might not buy this specific shirt, although in this specific case, blue is one of my colors I happen to enjoy. So I am satisfied with the shirt. I would say that this is a $15 shirt, given. The other content inside of the box is actually pretty cool. I got the box right here. So the other things that are inside of this specific box, they gave some real 3D glasses that's Star Wars based. They kind of look like R2-D2, and I'm sure you could find all the content inside of the box on their website, but just to give you an idea of what things that you usually get inside of these boxes if you don't want to go look. This box also, they gave BB-8 socks. Part of the reason that they decided to give the BB-8 socks is because the stuff that was inside of this loot box was actually gimped a little bit. So they're actually supposed to be getting other things. Now you can join the Disney Reward Club and get a poster, which I'm not super into. But the big thing that was in this box is they had a specially made replica of the lightsaber from the movie. So in this case, if you can't see here, it says worth the wait. So unfortunately, the people that they went through to get these weren't able to produce in time, which means when I got my December box, they weren't in there. I still haven't received it, and obviously we're most of the way through January now, so I am still waiting for it. But, I mean, pretty badass, right? A replica lightsaber on a stand. Now, I'm actually not 100% certain it comes on a stand, but it is a 0.45 scale of Rey's lightsaber, which I guess you would say was Luke's lightsaber, but I'm not 100% on what changes have been made. So that's pretty cool. And another part of the draw of the DX, of course, of any loot box, is that they sometimes, you get the, I think they're called mega crates. Yeah. So you get the mega crate. Now, some people, this is, I don't know how many they sent out, it might only be one, but part of the subscription service, they give you a mega crate. If you're a subscriber, you have a chance to get it. And in this specific mega crate, which actually kind of made me go for this box specifically, was they had the Star Wars editions of the NVIDIA graphics cards. I believe they were the 1080 Ti's, and NVIDIA came out with the special editions, and they're pretty cool, all right? I don't remember who exactly made them, to be honest. I say NVIDIA because they're NVIDIA cards. NVIDIA didn't necessarily make it. They just make the chipset. So pretty cool, and also they came with the remote BB-8. Really cool. If I had gotten this box, I probably would have saved the card. I would have saved the BB-8, the shirt. I probably wouldn't have had anything really to make money on. I guess I could have sold my old video card at that point, and I would have been able to make up the difference. In fact, I probably would have paid for my entire subscription for a year. So that's pretty cool, and that definitely has a draw to me because I really enjoy random boxes. If you haven't seen any of my videos before, I have talked about random boxes for like anime figures and things like that. It is definitely something I very much enjoy. It's kind of like gambling, but you get something out of it still, which is really cool because not always in gambling do you get that. So this was a pretty cool box. Inside of it also, there was a little figurine that are specialized. This one was specially made for Loot Crate. It's a Rey figurine. I'm not super fond of it. But part of the reason that I got the boxes is that the things that I'm not super fond of, I can go ahead and try and sell. So if I could sell maybe this for like 10 bucks, and then this was worth 20 bucks to me, the socks I'd say probably maybe like $2 to $5 worth. And honestly, the lightsaber is definitely worth it. I'm going to go ahead and say for the 40 bucks, I'd probably have paid that if I wanted it in the first place. But in addition, you know, they gave some other stuff. They got the little Star Wars notebook inside of here and the glasses. So, you know, that's not too bad. Now, also, there are some more specialized boxes. So every year during Black Friday, GameStop actually comes out with a box that they have. It's part of the Funko Pop box stuff. So Funko and some of the other ones do GameStop exclusives. They do Target exclusives and things like this. And the year before, I happened to see this at the GameStop. I think it was later in the day on Black Friday, and I wasn't really expecting to get anything from it, to be honest. The whole reason I wanted to go is I wanted to get the Pokemon and Zelda light-up ornaments that they had, because they're just pretty cool. So I wanted to get those, and I actually think, yeah, I think I have some of those right here. So this is what I wanted to get from that. And I also ended up getting, I think they had like a 20th anniversary plush of Mew. And so like I got these, and then I happened to see that they still had one of the display boxes for the Funko box. I said, fuck it, I'll get it. Random boxes, that's my shit. Now, I believe at the time it was 20 bucks for the box. And inside of this specific box, which, you know, I'm pretty bad about opening things, but they had a couple of these little hero Five Nights at Freddy things, which to me, these are, honestly, it's trash. I don't even play that stuff. The other one, there was a Mega Man retro figure, okay, and a Suicide Squad figure that is from, what is that, Rock Candy? Yeah, from Rock Candy. And now, neither of these are really my jam. I'm not really into these pops, but I know that the pops generally go for like 7 to maybe 10 bucks, depending on where you're buying them from. So I kind of knew that this was going to be a pretty good sale, but additionally, I wasn't super sure. So I know now that this specific pop, at least, is worth about 20 bucks, so the box is pretty much paid for if I don't want to keep it. Unfortunately for me, I kind of like Mega Man. He's one of my go-tos for games. So in this case, that was worth it. I think my initial loot crate was worth it. As I said, I'm probably going to sign up for more just because it does seem like a really good way to broaden your wardrobe if you do like, you know, geeky shirts and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and say that definitely worth it. I would suggest it if you're thinking about signing up for them. They have plenty of deals out there. I happened to sign up at a time that they had some special going on. I'm not sure exactly how much the regular boxes go, but you can look on like Slick Deals and places like that, and they're going to show you some of the different subscription sales that they have. So with all that being said, I am a big fan of these subscription boxes at this point. I will continue to have them. I might do some unboxing videos, which I know is kind of lame, but you know what? Why not? It's fun. It's interesting. I don't know what's going to be in the boxes already, so that's going to be pretty cool. So look forward to more videos on that. If I happen to get anything really cool, by all means, I'll share it with you guys. If you do have any subscriptions that you think I might enjoy that are pretty cool that I might not have mentioned in this cast, please do send me a direct message to let me know. I am quite interested. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, again, direct message me, let me know. And thanks again for watching. Please do like, subscribe, and share to these episodes. And as always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.